that's a really unfortunate thing when people do that, because there's always going to be somebody in the congregation who disagrees. And if it's an issue that's not specifically stated in Scripture as, you know, something like having to do with the Ten Commandments or an article of faith, but having to do with something that Scripture neither commands nor forbids, and then the pastor piously says the Holy Spirit has led us to do this, well, then if you continue to disagree, then it's as if you are resisting the Holy Spirit. And so that pretty much stifles any kind of honest discussion and opposition on things that Holy Scripture has not said is a black and white matter. If we want to discuss whether to build an addition to the church, and some people say this is a wise move, other people say this is a foolish move, there's got to be room for disagreement and loving, cordial discussion of the merits of each position. But when one side says, no, the Holy Spirit has led us to do this or that, that's basically saying anybody who opposes us is sinning. So I'm very uncomfortable with that kind of language.